Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, May 22nd, 2018. And with me today, I have a large panel. So I am playing the role of cat herder. First up from Pop.0 and also Devil's Advocate, both. Should I call them properties of Mac Observer, or I will just say awesome content for Mac Observer? John Keat, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jeff. It's great to be here.
It's awesome to have you on. Brian Chaffin, how are you?
I am good. Thanks for having us. Good
to be here. This is awesome. And John Martellaro, rounding out the panel, how are you today?
Good morning. I'm good. Nice to be here as well.
It's great to have all of you here. And because I know who's on the panel today, I'm just going to toss the reminder out for everyone. Do not say anything I have to edit. All right?
I know you're looking at me. I know it.
We're all looking at you, John.
We're all looking at you.
Although I'm the one who has to buy Jeff lunch.
I know. It's the track record, John Keat, is actually in your favor for the show, because it's John Martellaro that has dropped more than one S-bomb on the show.
Good for you, John.
Yeah, don't encourage him, man. Anyhow, I'm expecting that it will be a trick to get everyone wrapped up in time to end the show, just because I know who you guys are. So before we jump into the topic, I'm going to remind everyone, we're going to be at Worldwide Developers Conference in a couple weeks, and we are going to have a space set up at AltConf, which is running parallel to Developers Conference, where I'm going to be conducting video interviews with developers and other people in the developer and Apple community. So if you're planning on being at WWDC or AltConf or LayersConf, conference, not conf, and you want to talk to me, let me know, because I would love to interview you at some point during the week. So you can send me messages at TMO Daily or at Jay Gamet on Twitter. You can shoot emails, observations at MacObserver.com or Jay Gamet at MacObserver.com. I will check both places. If you just can't remember where to contact me anywhere else, leave comments in the show notes. I will look there to see if you want to talk to me, or you know someone that I should talk to. So let me know. All right. So we're just going to jump right into this now, and may the Lords of COBOL have mercy on my soul. Lightning connector versus USB-C for the iPhone. Is it time to switch?
No. Make your pitch, John Keat.
I think John Martellaro voiced his disagreement first. So why don't you hit it off, John?
Well, there is no compelling reason to switch connectors at this point. There's nothing to be gained. Apple can do everything that it needs to do with Lightning. Apple's making good money with Lightning licensing. It's thinner than USB-C. Apple has control over the standard that it uses. That said, I've heard complaints from people who buy a MacBook Pro with its USB-C connector, and they try to charge their iPhone from their Mac, and they're in a quandary. So I think there's a case to be made for making it simple, maybe even including a USB-C to Lightning connector in the phone, in the next generation phone, so people can connect, so people can charge from their Macs. But in terms of a wholesale change over to a USB-C standard, the question really is there any transport protocol or technology that's missing from Lightning? And I'm not familiar with anything that is. And so the question is, why?
Well, one thing that's missing from Lightning is it's still USB 2 speeds. And the other thing that's missing from Lightning is ubiquity. USB-C is becoming more and more of, in some sense, a USB-A replacement. It's going to become the port that's or the plug that's everywhere. And I don't think we've gotten there yet, but we're really on the road to that. And if you have one of the new Macs, you probably have a lot of USB-C plugs around. Even the Nintendo Wii has a USB-C plug, as do a lot of Android phones these days. So it's just one less thing that you need to deal with if you go all over to one port. But speed, power draw is much lower on a Lightning port, and it's really only for the iPhone these days, the iPhone and the iPad.
Yeah, that's something I ran across recently. Lightning can't, I think, maybe Lightning, as you said, can't deliver the power that we'd like for high-speed charging. But I've seen arguments also that Apple's going to move away from wire charging and move completely to inductive charging.
I think the inductive charging is still too slow to move entirely to that. But here's the thing. It doesn't really matter how good or bad USB-C is from a technical standpoint. It has two things going against it that means that Apple will not replace Lightning with USB-C. And the first is, it's bigger than USB-C. Excuse me. USB-C is bigger than Lightning. And the second is, it's not proprietary. And Apple's entire MFI licensing platform is dependent upon having a proprietary port.
I think those are excellent points. I have two of the ports in front of me, and USB-C is a little bit thicker and a whole lot wider than the Lightning port. And it's interesting. In some sense, Apple, you know, has had a lot of say. They were on the committee that helped USB-C become a standard. So they had a lot of input on this. And I don't think USB-C, if Apple continues to try to make things thinner, USB-C is a problem on the phones, because it is it's a good, I don't know, maybe almost, it probably 25% thicker.
I accept your apology.
Yeah, you can pretty much drop a Lightning connector plug into a USB-C.
Yeah, almost. And go ahead.
Well, I mean, just Lightning will be replaced by something at some point. And it's going to be, you know, faster and do data better. And it may or may not be smaller, like Lightning 2. Let's say that it was Lightning 2. Might be the same type of connector, but it has enhanced abilities or capabilities. Or it might be something else, like, you know, Thunder or something that's very, very frightening or something along those lines. But it just won't be USB-C simply because that is...
Oh, Brian, I disagree with you there. What? I don't think there'll ever be a Lightning 2. I think Apple's going to run Lightning 2 on run the table with Lightning 2 as far as it'll go. And while they're doing that, USB-C is going to take over the rest of the world. And Apple will have to live with that. And so while it's competitive right now and making Apple good money and has good technical reasons, at some point in the future, say 2022, if Apple were to go against the USB-C grain, which would be pervasive at that point, then that'd be a real head scratcher.
No. The issue here is the port in the phone. At some point, it'll probably be USB-C to you know, whatever Lightning's replacement is, right? With all of those capabilities. Whereas I think right now you can do USB-C to Lightning, but of course you're essentially dumbing it down to what is USB 2 speeds, right?
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, at some point it'll be USB-C to whatever replaces Lightning and with all those capabilities, but it won't be a USB-C port in the iPhone.
So that I agree with. I mean, Apple doesn't have any problems with casting that upon us. I mean, look what they did with MagSafe.
Or, you know, using the dot connector in the first place instead of moving from FireWire, I should say, to the dock, and then moving dock to Lightning. I mean, the Lightning will be replaced with something. It'll be proprietary. It will be proprietary.
This is where I disagree. If Apple replaces Lightning with anything other than what I'm going to call Lightning 2, which is the exact same physical port, but maybe it has a different pin layout, but it's physically backward compatible. People are going to have it. Like it's going to be, and I know that Brian's argument is going to be, well, people have cried before and then they just, you know, marched along to Apple's tune, but there's no point to it at, if they replace it. It's not like it's going to be substantially smaller in any meaningful way.
They can do substantially smaller, John. I actually agree with all the things you just said, but if Apple could do substantially smaller, it would change in a heartbeat.
I'm not sure it would, because I'm not sure substantially smaller is meaningful to Apple at this point in the amount of it uses such a minimal footprint right now. But I think they can do a Lightning port that's US that we'll call Lightning 2. That's the same exact backward compatible version of this, and it will have USB 3 or higher speeds and more juice and stuff like that. And everyone will be cool with that. And what I think that the other thing I kind of disagree with John with is Apple being out of pace. You know, the whole world went to micro USB for a long time. It was everywhere. and
that Apple was a disaster.
And Apple couldn't care less, right? On the other hand, I disagree with Brian as well to some degree, because you know, Apple, at least in theory, it always talks about this has to be, we have to be thinking about the user, what's for the user's benefit. And, you know, when they went to USB, they went away from their own proprietary connectors because it just was to the user's benefit. So if there was, if it wasn't for the just the bulky size of USB-C, I could see them making a move because it would make life easier for everyone. But it is physically a larger port. So this is what I think is likely to happen. At some point, they might rev Lightning to be something like Lightning 2, but it'll have faster speed, more juice that it's able to deliver. And they'll run with that until the wireless charging gets mature enough that it's doing, you know, 12.5 watts instead of 10.
Okay, it turns out we're all on the same page then.
Yeah, shocking.
Well, yeah, but you were the one who was like, oh, I've got to go to switch to USB-C.
Well, first of all,
saying that.
First of all, my whining has nothing to do with my grasp of reality.
So how's that popcorn tasting?
I'm enjoying it.
So, I understand the reality is it doesn't stop me from whining that I'm really sick of having all these different plugs. And USB-C is super convenient. I love that I can take my Nintendo Switch and plug it in on any of the ports that I have, you know, for my MacBook. And it just makes a lot of sense. If everyone in the world would go to this plug, it could become the new USB-A, and it's such a versatile plug. If you get the God cable from Apple that conducts 100 watts, it does full video. It does, I think it's 40 megabit. You just have a few of those things over, and that's your video cable. That's your power cable. That's your data transfer cable. It's kind of incredible.
Yeah, all in one single cable at the same time.
Yeah, it's incredible. So it's weird. A lot of people that just, I guess, haven't done the research always complain. It's like, oh, we have all these different cables, and you don't know. I'm like, well, you know, don't be such a cheap person. See what I did
there?
Thank
you. Thank you.
Don't be such a cheap person, you know, buy the really good God cable from Apple, and it's more pricey, but you never have to worry about it. It will do anything for you. And and it's this Uber cable, and it's this Uber power source. It just solves so many problems. But I do think, especially because Apple has this weird, insane fixation on making that phone thinner when nobody cares, nobody wants it thinner, just give me more power and make it, you know, a millimeter thicker, I'd be way happier with that. But they keep pushing that, and I do think that the bulkiness of USB-C is an issue there. But eventually, I think they want to get rid of the port altogether. If they can get wireless charging to go up to 12.5 watts or something like that, that's going to be good enough for the vast majority of people, and then you don't need a port there, and it makes the phone more waterproof, and it's one less thing that can go wrong and be broken.
Bingo. I think you got that nailed, John.
Thanks, John.
All right. So I've been fairly quiet because I'm just enjoying the show. I'm going to toss in one of my concerns with going to USB-C for the iPhone's connector. And I totally get I'm tossing Samsung out here, but it's because this is a real world example of what's happening. So if you have USB-C for your sole connector on the phone, that means if you want wired headphones, you need to use USB-C headphones. And the problem that people are seeing today is that there's like four or five that you can reasonably choose from. They're all overpriced. The quality is dismal for almost all of them. And it's not really universal. So you have to make sure you get the right USB-C headphones that are compatible with the type of device you have. So you can't just go out and buy USB-C headphones, plug them in, and have them work. And if this is the sort of thing that Apple users have to deal with, then it's the sort of thing that's going to stop Apple dead in its tracks and say, nope, regardless of what other benefits we may get, this is enough to keep us from going to USB-C. And yes, I know Apple could make their own USB-C headphones that are earpods that they include, but knowing what a hot mess the whole USB-C audio thing is for headphones right now, I don't think that's a path Apple wants to go down.
Although, to be honest with you, I think the Lightning headphone market, although it doesn't have the same compatibility problems, is still a bag of unhappy puppies as well. It's just, I've gotten several and I've been highly disappointed by them. Apple's reason that they touted that, we're so brave getting rid of the headphone port, was that you could do all these special things like noise cancellation through the Lightning jack, because you have a data path now as well. I've tried some of those. They were spectacular failures in every way, So, which really, I wonder if, have any of you guys been happy with the removal of this port? Overall, I was hopeful that what Apple said is true. I think it's been a spectacular bomb.
Hasn't bugged me at all.
Hasn't bothered me at all either. All right. I have 3.5 millimeter to Lightning connectors laying around or attached to my headphones or whatever. And so whenever I need to do what I need to do, it's not a problem.
Yeah, I use the same thing, but it's such a kludge. And I also, every once in a while when I travel, now I have to go through this jerry rig thing to charge the phone while I'm listening to it that I didn't have to do. I think we lost more than we gained from it. Is it a huge inconvenience? I agree, it's not. You just use the dongle, but did we win anything from it? I don't think.
I want the AirPods too.
Don't get me started on those.
You know, okay. Keep in mind, we only have a couple minutes left.
Right.
So for me, losing the headphone jack was no big deal because I typically didn't listen to music or podcasts on my iPhone. And when I was doing calls, I've been so old school, I would hold the phone to my ear like an animal.
What?
I know. And when I was in my car, if I really wanted to have my iPhone playing something through the car stereo, I have one of the Belkin adapters so that I can charge and have a headphone jack at the same time. And I found I almost never use it. But here's the thing. Since the headphone jack is gone, I actually listen to music on my iPhone exponentially more than I ever have before. And ultimately, it was because I took a chance with AirPods. And it turns out it's the only earpod type product Apple has ever made that fits in my ear and doesn't hurt. So I now listen to music on my iPhone a lot, and AirPods became my headphone of choice in the car for phone calls, and it completely changed how I use my iPhone. So getting rid of the headphone jack actually expanded the usability of my iPhone.
And I've never had a battery problem either. I use over-the-ear headphones with a Lightning to 3.5 millimeter adapter on over-the-ear headphones. And when I'm relaxing, listening to music on my iPhone 10. And I remember about a month ago, I was listening to music for about an hour, maybe more. And I looked at the battery on my phone, and it's iPhone 10, and it still said 100%. after an hour of audio music. So
that was not true, though.
Well, it might have been an optimistic indicator, but the point is that I've never run out of battery power listening to music on any phone I've ever had. And the iPhone X is exceptionally good battery, too.
I'm not going to go that far, brother. I run out of power all the time, man.
Yeah.
Well, it must be the kind of music you're listening to, Brian.
That could well be it. My music probably requires much more power than yours.
Yeah.
I can totally see that. Yeah. Wow. Okay, we're out of time. We're going to have to wrap up. And I'm really surprised that it didn't take me like 3 interruptions to get you guys to.
I know, this was incredibly tame.
I know. I had the popcorn ready. I set a bottle of bourbon off to the side in case it went completely out of control. This did not go the way I expected. However, it was still a really great and really fun discussion. So I guess we've come to the conclusion that Apple shouldn't put USB-C on the iPhone, and we're all cool with that.
Agreed.
All right. Well, John Martellaro, thank you for being here today.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
And John Keat, thank you for breaking away from the Pop.0 studio long enough to be on the show today.
Thanks, man. Happy to be on.
It's great to have you here. And Brian, thank you for being here as well. And
indeed. Thanks for wrangling this incredibly tame herd of cats.
I know. This was, I've had more trouble keeping John and Kelly under control than you three. you were all stunningly well-behaved.
Wow, we are slipping. Mr. Keat, we are slipping.
Well, you know, I'm sure I'll be able to find topics for all of you to come together on where I just finally have to stop recording to get the show to end.
Yeah, ask us about Westworld. You'll see this thing devolve real quick.
Well, okay, I need to watch the Sunday's episode so that there won't be spoilers for me, and then we can have a Westworld discussion.
Sounds good, man.
All right. Listeners, thank you so much for being here today and joining us. I always love that you're here to listen and participate in the show. So thank you. And everyone have an awesome day. We'll see you again tomorrow.